It seems we love hanging out with people that have got a great attitude, and people with a poor attitude can be either frustrating or annoying, or we just don't like it. So what is a bad attitude? If you talk to the top employers in the world, the top business owners, human resource managers, people who are responsible for employing great people into a business, they'll tell you that an attitude of somebody is 90% of the employment process. Skills can be taught, and the person with the great attitude wants to learn those skills because they have a great attitude. So how about an attitude check? If it's an important part of life and people appreciate somebody that's got a great attitude, what does that actually mean? And I had to learn it the hard way because I had a poor attitude. It starts with, the world owes me a living. Well, it doesn't because it was here first. How about this one? If they paid me more, I'd work harder. That would be an example of a poor attitude. Which means the opposite of that is, if I've got a great attitude, it means that I am a 100% effort person. I'm prepared to go the extra mile. I'm a positive, happy person. I do whatever it takes. I'm a kind, generous, loyal, honest person with integrity. And they're all the things that we're probably looking for in either a relationship, an employee, a partner, a child, a great parent, a great footy coach, a great person in our life is that person, the one who's respectful, disciplined, kind, generous, loving, a person with a great attitude. So how do we get that? I don't think it falls out of the sky in a pink box. And I think that if you think you are thinking about it on a day-to-day basis, you're more likely to have a great attitude than if you just think, yes, I've got a great attitude, and just live your life. So what about a daily attitude check? Am I a positive person? And I'm talking about not just when the sun's shining and everything's going great, but when things aren't going so great. In a work environment, when things are going tough, when there's pressure on, when there's lots of other people who are panicking or are upset or depressed, the person with a great attitude is the one that pulls everybody out of that. They're the ones that look for the positive in every situation. They look for the solution rather than talk about the problem. And it's easy to say, yes, I know that, but a great attitude check is, am I actually doing that on a day-to-day basis? When we say you've got a positive attitude, when somebody asks you, how are you, how's your day been, what's going on in your life, consciously think about, do I give people a positive answer, or am I with the crowd who says, oh no, it's raining, I've had a bad day, there's been lots of traffic on the road, I'm very pressured, I'm under stress, my kids are angry, I've got a life that isn't amazing. Because of course that shows an attitude of either I can't handle the pressure, or I'm just don't handle life very well. But if you're the kind of person that, regardless of what's going on around you, you have the ability to put a smile on your face, you have the ability to produce a positive comment, you have the ability to make people laugh. It's the people that handle stress, particularly under the biggest pressure, that are the ones that become the most valuable. So whether you are an employee or an employer, and you'll find that the people that are the employers, the big CEOs of the world, are the ones that handle pressure the best. They're the ones that have got the positive attitude under pressure. So a great question just to ask yourself every day. When people ask me, how am I? How do I respond? And am I conscious of being positive? If something tough comes up, am I the person that looks for the solution, or am I the person that whines and complains? You can talk about somebody that's got a positive attitude, and you wouldn't put them in the same box with the person that gossips or criticizes or pulls people down, the person who's negative, the person who treats people badly. So when somebody walks into your business, or somebody comes in contact with you, or when you answer the phone, or when you send an email, or when you text somebody, your attitude can be picked up pretty quickly. And it's really interesting in a world where it's predominantly words now. Emails and text messages are all words. And yet do we consciously understand that when we type just a one-line response, or we don't respond with a happy, positive comment, that we could be seen as somebody with a negative attitude? And it may not be important to you because you don't care about attitude, but if you want to be employed, if you want to be promoted, if you want to have great relationships or attract great people into your life, then attitude is considered by some as everything. So when somebody comes in contact with you, tick box, yes, I make a positive comment. Tick box, yes, I handle pressure really well. Tick box, yes, when things aren't going well, I'm always looking for a solution rather than pointing out the problem. And on a day-to-day basis, how do you make that happen? you could look at a day and say it's raining, or you could say there's free water coming out of the sky and it's just another day. You could say there's traffic on the road, or you could say, well, of course there's cars on the road because there's people who live in this city who are going about doing their business. You could say that you feel sick versus, isn't it fantastic that I have challenges in my life because it helps me get stronger. And I'm often accused of, oh, well, you've got to live in the real world, Rowie, and that's not how real people live, and you can't be happy all the time. Well, isn't that an attitude? Couldn't you have an attitude of, I will be happy regardless. I will handle pressure. I will look at the bright side. I will decide that when other people are negative and grumpy and pulling other people down, gossiping and being nasty, that I refuse to get involved in that situation. Wouldn't a positive person choose to have other positive people in their life and or learn from the negative people? So you don't need to hang out with them, but if people who are negative pop into your life, you could learn how not to be negative. It's just an attitude, and we get to choose our attitude. It's not like we're born with it. We've got the genetics of a bad attitude or a negative attitude. We get to choose. And in any profession, if you have a look at the people that get paid the most money, get promoted the fastest, enjoy what they do the most, it's the people with the great attitude. So if you want to have a great life, just do that checklist every day. When people ask me how I am, do I respond positively? When I'm talking about a situation, do I talk about it with a negative slant or a positive slant? When I'm talking about other people, do I talk them up or do I pull them down? When I'm living my life minute by minute, hour by hour, am I thinking about how my life is amazing and fantastic and how I can make it even better, or am I whinging, whining, complaining how bad my life is? We get to choose all of that. It's our attitude. In other words, we get to choose our attitude, which then determines our life. So happy choosing.